Hey everybody, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast about New Girl. I'm Jill here with Hevs.
Hi everybody.
And Joe.
Yeah. Well.
And we're here to discuss season 5, episode 16, Helmet. Not one of my favorite, half of it's my favorite episode, I'll say.
None of them are our favorite.
Like. No. Before we start, we'll pass around the feeling stick. Joe and I don't have anything. Heather, do you?
You didn't ask Joe.
Joe, do you have a feeling stick?
No.
He still deserves
no,
it.
No, I can save us some time.
I have one easy feeling stick.
Mm-hmm.
On this podcast, we talk a lot about the Golden Girls. So I wanted to let everybody know to pay attention if you see a Coffee Mate commercial. They sing Thank You for Being a Friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of chokes me up. But I just wish I had the royalties on that song.
Right?
It's been used forever. And used and used. Yeah. So just go ahead and enjoy that.
I'd be happy with the royalties on any song, actually.
Samesies.
The Netflix description of this episode is: on the eve of meeting Sam's parents, Jess has an upsetting erotic dream about someone else. Allie's boyfriend competes with Winston at a cat audition. Joe Flicks?
Not for this one. No, I don't have one for this one.
Okay. No problem. Guest stars from this episode include Cal Penn, who plays Trip, who is in Designated Survivor, and Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, and like a thousand other things. We open in the loft in Jess's room, and Sam needs to throw his change somewhere, so she puts it in, tells him to put it in the Bears football helmet, an easy bear to spot, finally.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, wow. He asks why she's a Bears fan, and she says, oh, it was actually just a gift from Nick. Like, I hope that's not weird. And he's like, no, I'm getting used to him being in your life. And now that we're really solid, I'd like you to meet my parents. It's really important to me that I knew we were on the right track before we did this. And she's really excited. And then Jess wakes up from a dream, runs to Cece's room. And I love how it's like the time she told Cece Nick kissed her.
That's right.
Except for she couldn't be like, what?
It must be nice to have all your best friends in one apartment.
And annoying.
So
we're back in the loft in the living room, and Nick is missing his leftovers because Schmidt threw them out, and he's very upset. And Winston is on his way to meet Allie and her boyfriend for brunch when Schmidt says he's going to come along with him, which I thought was so supportive. Heather, did you tear up?
I actually wrote that down, too. I didn't tear up, but I could have if I didn't have so much self-control.
Okay, good job.
Yeah, thank you.
So Jess and Cece are discussing the dream, and she said that Nick was wearing the football helmet in the dream, and she's going to throw out all her stuff from Nick, which is a collection of really unimpressive, disturbing items.
And I want to back up.
Mm-hmm.
I also wrote that I really appreciated that Schmidt supported Winston, because Winston is always supportive of everyone.
Yeah, and you could tell he liked that he came with them. Like, I like how Trip was like, why is this random stranger here?
I wrote that down, too.
Yeah.
And I also thought it was...
Or no, Allie did, sorry.
Particularly impressive because Schmidt's time is at a premium right now,
mm-hmm,
because he's planning his own wedding.
Right. So we find out that Trip is an agent for animal actors, and the next Avatar movie, which ironically is finally coming out now, is on a cat planet, which is not true. And Winston thinks Ferguson should take a meeting, and Trip is really rude about it, but Schmidt insists, and they're going to bring him by the office. Joe, I think you'd make an excellent animal agent.
Yeah. Well, the
so
cat
good with dogs. So good with animals.
I like when he goes, if you're a regular cat, you'll come out as soon as I spray this, and then Winston comes out.
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So outside, Dave has, has Nick's helmet, and Nick sees it, and is like, why is everyone throwing away my stuff? He comes up to confront Jess about it, and Cece accidentally gives him too much information that she had a dirty dream, and it involved the helmet, and he says one of my favorite lines ever, well, 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 pancakes and syrup, girls, let's eat. What does that even mean?
But let's give Outside Dave the credit he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
He calls Jess a Dutch boy with shoulders.
Yes.
And then first he says to Nick, if you take my helmet,
you have to take my
babies. Rocks. And then the rock falls out and he says, sorry, Leviticus.
Leviticus.
Yes.
I know, what a name for a baby.
And what a treat. What a treat.
And he does pop up at random times.
And it's always awesome.
So Nick wants all the details, and he asks, was it historical? Were there dragons? And then he and Jess get into debate if dragons were real.
And Nick has a blog about that.
Right on brand.
Yes.
At Tripp's office, he's yelling on the phone. And then Winston does his long intro of Ferguson, Michael Jordan, Bishop. And the cat won't come out. And eventually does because of the catnip, like Joe says. And Tripp says, he doesn't have it. Then shows the Patches video reel. And Schmidt says, Patches is a, quote, trash cat, end quote.
Trash cat. That's mean.
They're in the elevator, and Schmidt has stole the script for the audition. I have so many questions. Cats can't talk.
Yeah.
The script wouldn't have where the audition is.
My favorite, though, is how they're dressed.
Oh, in the slow motion when they walk in?
Yes, yes. In the suits.
Yes.
Because it looks like they're taking it so they're wearing suits.
Exactly. So Jess finally tells Nick about the dream, and then it's like, can you just get out of here so I could get ready for my dinner? And he's being like way too much about it. And he says, you can't throw away the helmet because it was a Christmas present. She said, no, it wasn't. You just threw it at me. I gave you a Christmas present. You said, oh, what? Christmas? We're doing presents? Joe vibes. And she puts on the mask, and he says, I wouldn't do that. And she can't get it off because it's a child's medium. And then Sam's at the door, and Cece has to go stall him.
Child medium.
Why would Nick's dad give him a child medium?
Because he
was a child when he gave it to him.
Oh, okay.
So, wow. So then they're at the audition, and it's a slow-mo walk-in. And they see Patches walking, which Heather's dog does.
They go, walking. Patches like is walking human. Like a human.
Oh, yes. Yeah. My dog does that.
Yeah.
Right. Before we see more of that, we're back at the loft, and Cece's with Sam having a really hard time stalling with him because they don't really do well together. We find out that Nick's dad gave him the helmet.
Wait, just really quick. When Cece answers the door, she goes, hey, legs.
I know. Hey, we've never really connected.
And then my favorite part is when she says, is it hard being a doctor?
Right?
He goes, yeah.
Yes.
Seems like a question you'd ask somebody.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally would.
Nick says he didn't tell Jess that dad gave it to him because it was just too emotional. And he tries to help her take it off when Sam walks in, and Jess just tells the truth and says, Sam, can you just trust me that it was just a random dream? And he's like, sure, no problem. Kids come to the hospital all the time. I could help you get it off. I need a screwdriver and a hammer. And she says, we can't break it. Nick's dad gave it to him, and Sam just leaves.
Can't blame Sam. I mean, he kind of gets played every day.
Especially in this episode.
Yeah, especially in this episode.
So they're outside the audition, and Schmidt doesn't want the cat to get humiliated, but really it's a metaphor for Winston. And then Winston's like, no, we can never give up. And they go back in. I'm sorry, that's when it's slow-mo. And yeah. Schmidt grabs the catnip, pours it all over himself. Patches runs to him, but then all the cats run to him.
Oh, that was so funny.
And as he's running out of the building, he says, Ferguson, avenge me.
And doesn't he have something about cats?
Like the kittens, like, would were attracted to his nipples. They don't eat it.
Jinx.
My God. Anyway, so they're at the loft, and Nick comes in and says that he's ready to break the helmet, and he doesn't want to stand in between Jess and Sam because he hates to admit it. He's an above average looking man who's 6 feet tall, and he knows that's important to her.
Oh.
At the audition, after the Ferguson, Michael Jordan, Bishop intro, he walks directly into a trash can. Everyone starts laughing, and then Winston sings that song to him. What would you do if a child...
Yes, but the thing is, they were laughing because they thought it was cute.
Yep, he didn't know.
He didn't know, yeah.
That's when Patches and Schmidt and the agent burst in, and they say, forget about Patches, and you should be representing more cats like Ferguson. And Tripp freaks out and says how intimidated he is by Winston.
I was so glad.
Right? Oh. And that Allie already talks about him so much. And now he did this.
Right.
And that's when Winston's like, this isn't the life I want for Ferguson. I'm pulling him out.
Classic Winston.
Jess arrives late to the dinner, but without the helmet on.
This isn't the life I want for Winston.
I know. Ferguson.
Or Ferguson.
So they're at the bar, and Winston and Allie are talking about if... Winston likes her boyfriend. She says, I like him if he makes you happy. And Jess gets Nick a present, which is the logo from the helmet, and frames it so they could put it up in the bar. Very cute.
So that was
That episode isn't that bad.
That was a piece of the helmet.
Correct. Yeah.
And she framed it.
So he still had part of what his dad gave him.
See, that's something I would do for people. That's so nice.
They didn't show how he smashed the helmet off her head.
I know. Well, they started to.
He's like, the doctor never says three. The doctor, they never go on three.
You got to catch the patient off guard.
Can you imagine having that touch? And it's very easy. Just go to the emergency room. They're going to know how to do it.
I think they were trying to save time.
And if you want to save time, don't go to the emergency room.
Exactly.
Don't know.
So favorite Jess look I'm giving to the helmet, Hebs.
Okay. Oh, gosh, you're on fire with Jess looks and with Best Dress lately. But I'm going to do, because I didn't like any of her clothes.
Yeah, it's a rough couple episodes.
Yeah, but what I saw, just, and all you could see was the top, was when she was in bed, her jammies.
Mm. The outfit and the hair bow she had on for the dinner looked cute, too.
Oh, that did look nice.
Maybe I should have done that.
I should have done that.
Joe, there was a Jess look that you appreciated?
No, other than with the football helmet.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
That's also what I gave Best Dress to, so I'm not really on fire. It's kind of redundant. What about you, Hebs?
Yeah, why didn't I write the peach? It's really bothering me that I didn't write the peach dress.
It was just for a second at the very, very end. So
maybe
sometimes
that's
I've
why.
Already made up my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably had. Okay, so for Best Dressed, I had to go. I know I already mentioned this. Schmidt and Winston suits.
Yeah.
I mean, that was hilarious. They're not on audition.
Exactly. Ferguson. Just the cat is.
Yeah.
Joe, did you have a Best Dressed overall?
Let me see. Probably the suits going into the audition.
Nice.
I agree.
So favorite Schmidt moment, mine was for sure the slow-mo walk. So cute, so funny, and how supportive he was. Joe, do you have a favorite Schmidt moment this time?
When the cats chased him out of the thing.
I like how disheveled his hair is when he comes
back. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That,
like, how the cats
that.
Get on your hair?
And then we're kind of all samesies. Mm-hmm. My favorite Schmidt moment was him tossing the hair going into the audition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite funniest moment I already shared mine, which is pancakes and syrup, girls, let's eat.
That was good.
Which I'm going to start saying, but I also put the cat audition because that I'm not crazy about this episode, but that part to me is just amazing.
I'm not even crazy about cats and I loved it.
Well, Ferguson, we like Ferguson.
I love Ferguson.
Joe, what was your favorite or funniest moment from this episode?
It probably was the audition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely the audition.
Yeah.
I like when the cat walks straight into a trash can.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
And there's so much trash in that trash can when it pans to him, he has like a banana peel on his head.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why is this in an audition room?
There.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's so random.
It was still funny, though. Hebs, favorite or funniest moment?
Do you have to ask?
I do. It's my job.
Outside Dave and the Rocks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is a nice...
He's a scene stealer.
Which is a nice segue for me because I actually gave him my honey roast because I thought anyone that names their child Leviticus is pretty funny.
Nice.
Was that your honey roast as well?
Outside Dave.
Every time.
You don't need to
ask.
Yeah.
Joe, do you have a honey roast for this episode?
Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Oh,
he's so
nice,
cute.
He called him Ferguson Michael Jordan Bishop.
Yes, he did.
Because that's his name.
Because he was trying to hype him up in front of the casting agents.
Yeah.
I really like that, Joe, because as far as I can recall, Ferguson has never received a honey roast before.
Mm. Ooh, so, really? He's so cute with his little face.
I know I've never given him one.
I don't know if I have.
I
That's
don't
messed
think
up
so.
Of us.
Yeah, I think we end up giving it to humans.
I hate the episode where the lady in the apartment complex thinks his name is Sweatshirt. The episode bothers me so much.
That one must not have come up.
No, we haven't been to it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Sweatshirt.
So the bear in this episode, let's see if Joe knows since I already mentioned it.
What?
Where was the bear in this episode?
Oh, they talk about the bears all episode. That's
nice.
The helmet.
Good job.
I missed it.
And they do say bears quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he nicknames off all the front office people.
Because he thinks that's what the dream's about. And he's all, our general manager?
The
I understand.
The GM.
Really? And he talks like Joe does. It's our general manager.
Yeah.
Our. Joe, do you have a discussion question for this episode?
Gosh, on this one?
Yep.
I mean, no, because we don't have pets we've ever tried to put into commercials.
No, we do not.
But that would be the main
Shockingly,
thing.
Heather has not tried yet.
Yeah. So I know. That's something I would so do. I don't know why I don't.
But there's animal trainers that train animals. Like, all those cats on that show were all trained by animal trainers.
Yeah. And that's interesting because I think, I mean, dogs, but I can't imagine trying to teach tricks to a cat.
That's tough. They're too independent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they do it with bears, and they do it with dogs, and they do it
with... Well, and elephants even, because elephants are very human-minded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dog, I taught her to go up steps to my couch.
I don't know that you taught her that.
I did. I did.
Did you also teach her how to walk?
No.
Same thing.
I only taught her to go in the kitchen for...
Treats. Yeah. Oh, she's trying out her dog.
Oh.
Okay, so I don't have a discussion question. Hebs, do you?
Yeah, I do. I got just a couple good ones. Have you ever gotten something stuck on your body, and what did you do?
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Joe?
Let me see. That I couldn't get off, you mean?
Yeah.
Or struggle.
I've had, like, a ring get stuck on my finger.
You stole mine.
Well, I think we've all had that one.
I've never had a ring or anything. I don't know if I've had anything ever stuck on my body, you know, other than glue.
Why did you put glue on your body?
Well, just like when you do arts and crafts and stuff like that.
Yeah, the glue gets on your hand.
You're really into arts and crafts. You know, that makes sense.
And there's stuff like caramel at work all over your hands.
One time Joe came to California for one of our son's basketball games, and I was like freezing cold. It was so awful in the gym. And I was like, do you have anything in your car? Like, I think he'd driven us. He's like, yeah, I have a hoodie. And I went and put it on, and I was like, what is so scratchy inside? It was pieces of an ice cream cone. So he's definitely gotten something stuck, and then there was like ice cream all over it. He's like, well, that's my warehouse sweatshirt, we're gonna have to go in the freezer. And I'm like, what? And then you stick it inside your arms.
That's funny. That's what I call classic Joe.
Have you hebs?
Well, no, but well, yeah, this, but this one time I was on a plane,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, like all my fingers swelled up. I think that has something to do with the altitude. And I'm like, no problem, it'll be fine when I get home.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't go down, but that was okay. But the ring I had on was like turning colors and stuff.
Ooh,
and I got scared. Yeah, so what I did, somebody must have told me this, because I didn't want to wait at the emergency room. Mm-hmm. But like someone told me, just go to the fire department. So I did, and they were like, sure, no problem.
Cut it off.
They cut it off. I ended up having it re-put together, and then I made cookies and brought them as a snacky.
Nice.
As, like, cookies and gratitude.
How's this, like, are any of you guys single?
I know. And also, one time one of our stuffed animals, Brown Pony, had the
a sensor.
The sensor. They let us out the store without the sensor being taken.
That happens to me all the time.
Well, and I had to drive back to Ontario. Yeah. Luckily, I had my receipt.
Any other discussion questions?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Is Sam an idiot for...
yes.
Yeah, for putting up with the Jess and Nick antics?
I think at this point, yes.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, they're an idiot for getting back together. None of it makes sense.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why he's still.
They were like, we need Jess to do something during these last couple episodes. So
right. Well, and the thing that I think is, I mean, obviously, when you're in a relationship, you want to have trust.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if someone is someone's roommate, you're gonna have, you know, collision. You're gonna have to interact.
Yeah.
Right.
But at some point, you have to stop playing a fool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I know he's crazy about her, but still.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to ask my last one. Okay. Oh, wait, Joe, did you have anything to add to the Sam being the idiot?
No.
Okay. So, did you have anything else you need to say? Okay. And then the last question I have is, first of all, Whenever anyone is in a show is like, oh, I want you to meet my parents, it always makes me think of the movie Meet the Parents. Do you guys think of that?
Yeah.
And that's a funny movie.
I saw that movie, believe it or not. I was like at this dentist office. I was getting my teeth whitened. Mm-hmm. And you know how you have to lay there?
Yeah.
And so you could pick a movie. And oh. I picked Meet the Parents because I'd never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Bad choice. Because I kept wanting to laugh.
Yeah.
So my question is, that was just like an aside story. My question is, have you ever like had to meet someone's parents and were you just like your normal chill self or were you scared or what?
I'm usually my normal chilled self.
Yeah, you're always yourself.
Yeah.
No matter who you meet.
Yeah, I usually don't have to. I'm usually chill self.
You're always good at being yourself.
I know.
Yeah. What?
Thank God.
What about you, Hevs? Your nervous self?
Most of my, I have one boyfriend, his parents were deceased. I had another one who I worked for his mom, so that took care of that. Mm-hmm. But the one whose parents were deceased, I obviously didn't meet them.
Mm-hmm.
But one time, we've been together like a year.
Mm-hmm.
His sister had a party,
mm-hmm.
for, like a family party. So I had to meet all of his family all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So I was nervous. Like, I got flowers and wine. So I was nervous. But then when I got there and saw how nice everybody was, and they embraced my eccentric self, I was fine. So I was nervous, but I was fine. But it wasn't parents. It was siblings.
Nice.
So mine's a little different.
All right, well, then that concludes our episode for this week. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks for season 5, episode 17. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.